We're back with another episode of the Black Widow Deer Lures podcast here with the owner, Andy Bogolski, and myself, John McPherson. And we've covered a wide range of topics so far within this season. And something that is pretty, very, very much debated, I guess I can say. What do you?
It's not really debated. It's brainwashed into people. And a lot of it has to do with the TV shows and the talking heads and the ones that have never raised deer. And never, you know, they go out and shoot them, and all they do is talk about the rut. And they use that general, the rut. But most kinds, they say the peak of the rut. Right. That's what they're talking about. And there's a couple of shows out there that actually talk about the peak of the rut. And and one of them is the juries. They talk the peak of the rut, and they go, they talk about earlier on too. Right. You know, not as much as I'd like to hear, but one of the only ones.
Yeah. And so bringing that in, that is the myth that we're talking about is when to use estrus lures, and that you have to wait for the peak of the rut before you start using estrus lures.
So many people I hear, they say, and I see it all the time, you know, on Bow Hunters America. Oh, you can't use estrus lure until the first week of November. Well, that's bull. you know, you're talking a peak, the peak, you know, that's, and again, you're talking the peak. Figure out what a peak is. Think of a mountain. Think of a big letter A and the peak of the A.
Yeah,
you know, there is the peak. The peak is, you know, say the 10th of November. Well, the bottom of the A reaches all the way down into September, and the other side reaches all the way out into November. I mean, to January.
Right.
I mean, heck, you'll have a fawn that's born in April. You know, early April. Yeah, by the time January comes, she's coming into her first heat. She's about 9 months old or so, give or take. And she's probably going to get bred if she comes into heat at that time. And a lot of people out there have seen deer breeding in January and February. I mean, they're looking for the last stragglers. And and the same thing happens early. I mean,
that's where the second rut and everything else comes from.
Second, third.
Yeah, they hadn't been bred. They're going to come back in every 30 days, you know, 28 to 30 days every month. They're coming back in until they finally get bred, when it could be, like you said, January. Could be February. Who knows? You know?
And, you know, and the thing is, early, you know, so many people go, you just can't. You can't. I mean, they're so brainwashed into the fact that I see people on there on the Facebook and stuff. Oh, middle October, you cannot. And they argue. I see them arguing on there. You can't
use
it.
They get passionate about it, don't they?
Well, they don't know.
Right.
They don't know. I mean, and then I always, they kind of shut up when I kind of go, well, it's 200 to 201 days gestation. Okay. Now think about it. When you're out there and you're outdoorsman, you're out there turkey hunting, and you see, well, even on Facebook, you see people showing pictures of fawns in April and May and June and July and August. I mean, how many months is that? April, May, June, July, that's 5 months. And they're all showing them the same age class, you know, ones that are 3 weeks old, a month old, or whatever. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that, hey, they were bred at different months.
Absolutely.
You know, so don't be.
Especially in the early springtime when we've been out hog hunting and we come across a fawn, I mean, just born. And it's, I mean, you're talking about March. So, I mean, that's early. That means that doe was bred way before any peak of any rut was happening. I mean, way beforehand.
There are does that are bred so early, one here, one there, especially the Great Lakes states. They're born, but you never see them because you're talking March. You're talking middle of March. I mean, they were bred so early, they dropped them. It's too dang cold. They get the freezing, and they die.
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, it's just a fact. And but I just, it's hard for me to get over that, how people argue saying that you can't use estrus lure in October.
Right.
It's like,
absolutely.
There's deer. I mean, that's the chase phase.
Yeah.
At least, well, the last 10 days or so of October is the chase phase. I mean, what do you think those bucks are doing? They're chasing.
Yeah.
They're looking. They're finding looking that one here.
Already, yeah. So, I've seen a lot of conversation where, you know, hunters are saying, well, since we have Hot and Ready and we have Hot and Ready Triple X, a lot of guys will say, why use Hot and Ready as an estrus lure and Triple X when it gets closer to peak? But then there's others that, I mean, right out the gate, like myself, Triple X. I mean, we're using it, you mm-hmm. know, that and Matriarch without, you know, without there being any sort of timeline, like saying, okay, I think you should use Hot and Ready, you know, for the first month of deer season and then, you know, change gears and go to Triple X. I mean, you could use it whenever you want to, really.
I
mean, it's all personal preference.
It's preference. And the thing is, the difference in them, that's what it comes down to, and price point. They're all quality. They're all dated. They're all this year's. They're all deer protection program certified. They're all RT quick tested, you know, to make sure, you know, that there was no CWD found. And there's only so many companies that have that certification, and we do. So we are legal in states like Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, you know, states like that, North right. Carolina, that Michigan, that have to have that certification to be legal. But the difference is Hot and Ready. That was my first lure. It's collected over a 5-day heat cycle. Okay, so when the deer are getting, how should I say it, when they're getting a little smelly.
Yeah,
you know, kind of like when you have a female dog and she's not in heat yet, but there's a male dog kind of bouncing her around. I mean, they smell her coming.
Oh, they smell it. Yeah, they know something's starting here.
Right. And you know, it's the urine that's coming from the 5-day heat cycle. And so the Triple X Hot and Ready, now it's got a Triple X rating because it's
it's go time.
It's pornography.
Yeah.
It's go time. I mean, it's when they're ready to stand and get bred.
Right.
And it's the peak of estrus.
Standing estrus.
Yep. And then we've got the same thing, basically. It's a standing estrus type lure. Peak of estrus. And it's called Matriarch. It's one deer, one doe, one bottle. And it's from old Matriarch doe.
Yeah,
and the bucks can tell the difference. It's not from a year and a half, 2.5 year old doe. It's from a 5.5, 6.5, 7.5 year old doe.
Right.
You know, the big mule of the herd. You know, the smart ones, and the bucks can tell the difference.
Yeah.
You know, they can tell the difference in the maturity, and if the bucks have a chance, if they have their choice, they will go with the matured doe.
Right. And then again, with it being personal preference, really, honestly, and at price point wise. You know, Hot and Ready comes in at a few dollars more than Triple X, and then Matriarch being the premium one doe, one bottle type lure, it's going to be a little bit more. So I have seen where hunters are like, well, I'm going to start with this, and then I'm going to save my Triple X for when it gets closer. And then when they know the peak is happening, then they're going to jump into the Matriarch. And then again, like myself, I mean, I love Matriarch. Ben Rising from Whitetail Edge, big time fan of the Matriarch, uses all the time. A couple of the guys that are on our show, Triple X from the get go. I mean, come October, we're dragging with it. We're hanging on wicks. You know, Triple X is just what we prefer to use throughout pre-rut. Peak of rut and post rut.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just have to keep telling people that it's not too early. Mm-hmm. I mean, when the bucks lose their velvet, the reason is because of the rise of testosterone. Yeah. You know, the testosterone is blowing up in them, and that's what drives their velvet up. You know, it's not, oh, I want to rub my velvet off, you know. No, it's the testosterone that does that. I mean, a buck can't look in the mirror and say, hey, I got some I got some velvet still hanging on up here. They can't see that.
Yeah.
You know, it's because they're getting juiced up. They're getting tanked up.
Territorial instincts are starting to kick in.
Right. It's kind of like a, you know, high school kid that's, the dance is coming up and he's all getting all jacked up. It's like, oh baby, you know, and, you know, early on. So,
yeah.
But yeah, the difference, you know, the Black Widow were premium quality, dated lure, DPP certified, RT quick tested, the whole shebang. And the thing is, since we're family owned and operated, we keep our expenses down quite a bit. So we pass it on to the consumer.
Yeah, there's definitely when you look on the scent category and whatever aisle of chain store or even mom and pop stores, you'll see a definite price difference. And it's interesting because seeing our operation family owned and it being the freshest lure, and we destroy last year's lures, we do not resell it, and it's funny to see kind of the quality difference, even though they charge more than we do. But it's it's interesting to see like older product that's still on the shelves at a higher price point.
Well, you sit there and look at some of them. It's 1 ounce. I mean, they're quality lures. There are some companies that sell really cheap Doestrus and expensive Doestrus. And when I talk really cheap, it's like $4 or $5 a bottle for a 2 ounce bottle. But the fact of the matter is, it looks like soy sauce, and there ain't an animal out there that pees chocolate brown.
Yeah, it's a bargain. It just does. Bargain lure.
It's a bargain. It's the bottom of the barrel stuff from maybe it could be 2, 3, 4 years old.
Yeah.
You know, it's just they're bottling it, getting it out, getting a few dollars in their pockets, and we won't.
Yeah, so they don't take a loss, and so, you know, going back to the different qualities. I mean, the different lures that we offer, from the estrus to the triple X, essentially a little bit more higher octane because it's got more hormones, mm-hmm. pheromones and such in it. So something exciting that we tested a few months ago for the first time, something that we're going to introduce.
About 6 months ago, yeah.
Yeah, pretty excited about it. What do you have in store for...
Well,
of our hunters now.
Put it this way: this is going to be premium, and it's not going to be available at stores.
Yeah.
It's just not, because
it's going to essentially it's what we consider our private stock.
It's
something
it's
very private. Limited. Something that we personally use.
It's private stock. It's basically, we're not going to have it available to dealers. You're gonna have to order online at Blackwood.
There's not enough of it.
It's it's as fresh can be. The estrus urine that comes out of it is the last pee before they're artificially inseminated, when they're being artificially inseminated, and all the vaginal secretions are being cleaned from the vaginal walls.
Yeah.
And so basically what we're gonna be calling it is V.
Yep.
You know, short for vaginal secretion lure.
Yep.
And we're not going to water it down. We're not going to sit there and water it down with regular urine so we can sell more bottles of it and put it on the shelves
very
to dealers.
Limited quantity.
It's going to be very limited quantity. And that's why even our field staff, which gets a 40% discount usually when they're working for us, there's no discount on this product.
Right. Yeah. This is such a limited run. Again, we tested this. We were excited to really get into it. And again, as far as each lure that we offer, each one is at a certain stage of the estrus cycle of a doe. So you have your estrus lure, which is our hot and ready. And it's, you know, like I said, within 5 days. Of peak, and then you've got your triple X, which is standing estrus. This is like when she is, you know, ready to breed. And then now you have V, which is actually time of breeding. that is where the vaginal secretions are in it.
So they're ovulating. It's ready to artificially inseminate them. And that pee is coming out of them. And we're cleaning the vaginal walls and opening and with basically a giant Q-tip. And all the vaginal secretions are in the urine.
Yeah.
And a funny story, when we were testing it, we were sitting back laughing 400 yards away. Yep. And John's got this super duper drone.
Yeah.
And we sat there 400 yards away and we set it up. And he put it on the back of my truck on the, I got a topper there, you know.
Right.
And he hooked it up and I had about a 30 foot cord and I put a, basically a washcloth and I soaked it in a V and we watched and we sent it 400 yards away across the field to the backside of the woods.
Yep.
And we watched them drag it all the way along the woods this is a 400 yard square field,
right.
All the way along the edge and then out into the field, made a couple circles.
Yep.
And then we lifted it up and brought it back.
Yep.
And guess what? it was funny watching the deer track it, smell it, and then get there, and they're in the middle of grass, and they're like looking around like, okay, where'd it go?
And so that was, you know, we've talked before about scent control, and we've talked about how no matter how well your scent control is, you're going to leave something, right? So to test this, and in order for us to say, okay, there was no other factors that could have messed this up to see if this is really as good as we think it is. And so that's when, you know, we're sitting there thinking. And
I don't think anybody's ever done that before.
We'll send it up with a drone. I said, we've got the drone that we film the show with. We'll tie something to it. And I said, heck with it. Let's go for it.
It was funny. We're dragging it. I was filming it. We're dragging it every once in a while because it was a cut bean field. It would get a snag and the drone would be tugging and all of a sudden it let go and get it.
Oh Lord. Yeah. I can't tell you. That was a tense moment because I'm watching the screen of the drone as I'm flying it and I'm looking at the hedgerow over there, the fence line, looking at the fence line, looking at the field, looking at the fence line, because every time it would tug, the drone was actually facing the ground. So I could see the ground again. I was like, oh, we're about to crash. But we actually flew it across. And I believe, if I'm correct, I think it's on our YouTube channel that we did, but we didn't say what it was. We didn't want to let anybody know we were testing a new product. We just flew the lure out there with the drone to make sure that we didn't have any scent, and we can't say. So honestly, if it did not work, then we can say, okay, you know what? This didn't work. We're not going to offer it. I don't think
anybody that ever did that, especially a scent company, use a drone. So that way there is no human scent anywhere.
No human scent. Not whatsoever.
Closest human scent was on the drone. And that was, about 15 feet up in the air.
Yep, and it never touched the ground. Never touched the ground. And so that's kind of like the testing that we did with it. And it was funny to see the reaction of all the deer when they came out and they smelled it. It was something that I have never seen before. They would come out and they would hit the drag line and immediately shoot their head up and just look. Like they had to find out where this doe was right then, right that moment. And I hate to say it, I feel bad for all the does because we essentially kicked off the chase cycle again. Because, I mean, this was actually post-rut.
Yeah,
it was post-rut. So we were 5 days after the rut.
Five, six, seven days.
Just a few days after the rut. So there was a couple leaves and the scrapes. Things were kind of slowing down. Bucks were tired, you know, and all of a sudden
the poor does started coming back out in the field again because they weren't being chased. And all of a sudden,
we kickstarted. I could not believe with the scent of this product, we essentially kickstarted it right back up. Every single scrape around that field was cleaned back out. Mm. All the bucks had hit every single scrape. They were back in the fields chasing the does. The does were like, give me a break. I thought this was over. and they did. I mean, just the results from it was amazing to see it in person. And it was a heck of a testing. And We're excited. It's going to be only available in limited quantity again, guys. I mean, I'm telling you, when we say it's private stock, small batch, it is very limited. We're only going to have, what, 1.25 ounces, and then we're also going to have a select few of 3 ounces.
1.25 ounce bottles, and our normal size 3 ounce bottles.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, if you guys are listening to this being streamed, you can also see the video version of this on our YouTube channel, and you'll be able to see the bottles themselves here on the table.
You can see the size difference.
Yeah. Don't have their label.
We don't even have the label yet. We just finally decided. Yeah. I'm the name.
Yeah. So, and we reached out to the field staff, and a lot of the field staff are listening right now too. And so we were coming up with a contest, and we're going to figure out exactly what we were going to name this. And we thought it was fun. We love to include our field staff and different things like this, including naming products and different concepts and ideas. And again, so if you guys have a passion for the outdoors and you would like to join our field staff, you can always go to our Facebook page, and within a few posts, you'll see an application that we are accepting field staff if you'd like to join it. And you're entitled to certain discounts and being able to do some product testing before it hits the shelves, things like that. And so anyway, so we're coming up with a name, and we're like bouncing off of each other. You know, me and Andy are in the stand, and we're thinking, well, what are we going to name this? And I'm like, I'm not sure. I mean, we're sitting there trying to, do we stick with the hot and ready theme, like this is going to be hot and ready something, you know, what would it be past, you know, XXX, you know, how would you go off of that? So we were bouncing back and forth. So, you know what, let's ask the field staff. So we put on our private Facebook group, to the field staff, what would you name it? Well, we got some pretty interesting names.
Oh boy, nothing we can even talk about on here.
Yeah, I mean, there was some entertaining ones. There were some that made you cringe a little bit, and
there was a couple that were maybes.
Yeah, there was a couple maybes that we kicked around, and it was it's always fun. Like I said, we always have a great time with the staff, and so we were kind of bounced around this name, and actually Janice is the one who came up.
She said, because because I had another name and it was similar to this, but she just shortened it up and said, not the V. She goes, just V.
Just
a big Roman letter V on the front of the thing, and says, you know, estrus with vaginal secretions.
Yeah, very simple label with just a big V on it. It's going to have some small text to explain exactly what it is. But other than that, it's not going to look like anything else that we have, because this is private stock. This is something special. This is something that is a limited run. When it's gone, it's gone. And so again, and whatever's left after we fill our packs up with it, obviously, that's what will be available. And so, guys, it's something special. We're excited about it, and it will be live on the website this fall. So keep an eye out for it. And of course, you can always get the Hot and Ready or the Triple X or the Matriarch. They are all premium lures. They're all at different price points, so it's all personal preference. They all work their magic. There's just the different timeline of the estrus cycle is the difference in the lures. The freshness is the same. The purity is the same. There's nothing blended about this. There's nothing extra. There's no preservatives. There's no artificial ingredients. This is pure lures. It's just at different times. So hot and ready within 5 days of peak. Triple X, standing estrus, ready to rock. So is the Matriarch, which is standing estrus, but from a mature doe. And then you have V, which is actual time for breeding with vaginal secretions within it. So, again, this is not something that we're adding to it. This is actually the urine with the vaginal secretions during the process of artificial insemination. Yeah, absolutely. So this is something that's going to be awesome. I think we're going to see some amazing hunts this fall.
I know I'm going
to. Oh, yeah.
If I live that long. You never know.
Oh, Lord.
Well, you never know.
So we're jacked up. Again, it's going to be available in 1 1/4 ounce and 3 ounce, but very limited. So when it goes live, we'll let everybody know on social media, and we'll also let everybody know on an email blast. That way everybody gets a heads up that's about to go live, give everybody the same opportunity to order it. And then when it goes live, as long as supplies last, it'll be on the website. And so, but at any time, you can take a look at it and order Hot and Ready, XXX, or Matriarch. They're available on the website and
BlackwiddowDeerLures.com.
BlackwiddowDeerLures.com, guys. So we appreciate you guys listening again. If you want to watch the video version of this, you could always go to our YouTube channel at Blackwood Deer Lures. And anytime you want to order any products or anything like that, you can go to our website. And we will check in with you guys on the next podcast. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you. Take care.